Well, let me say how proud I am to be part of this organization and the community of cattlemen. And I watch a video like that, and I know that our way of life and that it'll endure. And ESAP couldn't be more important. It's great that we recognize those who make stewardship such an important part of their life and tell such a great story about the things that cattlemen all across the country do. So I want to take just a couple minutes and talk to you a little bit about this year. You know, I was asked to give a few remarks, and I had staff people telling me that they'd sure help me. If I need some help to write the speech, I said, no, I can get it. And yesterday, so have you written the speech? And no, I haven't written the speech yet, but I'll get it. So when I went to bed this morning, I got to thinking about it. And I thought, you know, Steve Fogelsong, puts his speeches on napkins. And I thought, you know, maybe it's time we trade it up. So I've got a legal pad that I put it on. So I think you can definitely see that we're trading up here. One of the greatest things about this job and this volunteer leadership position that I'm in is the great people that I get to work with. And yesterday, Steve gave a very good presentation, I thought. And I just would like to take just a minute and thank Steve and Linda and his boys for all the sacrifice, all the dedication that he's given our industry. So, Steve, you're out here somewhere, but please give him a round of applause, he and his family. So I think I am, actually. I think I could say this is a fact. I am the first president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association to be on Facebook. So if you all are on Facebook, come on and let's be friends. You know, you do a profile on there, and on my profile they ask you, you know, what are some, adages that have served you well, or what words do you live by, or quotes, or things like that. And mine, I have two of them. One is, if you don't think too good, don't think too much. That's always served me well. And another one is, if it's worth doing, it's worth overdoing. I am guilty of that upon occasion. But I got involved originally with the stock growers, and then, the one thing I want to make sure is that all the stock grower, Montana stock grower members out there, and my family, and all the people that helped me through the years to get where I am, don't forget, I will never forget who brung me to the dance. One of those people was Lynn Cornwell. Yeah. Lynn was an inspiration to so many of us, and just such a bundle of energy that he probably had about as much to do with me being in front of you all today as any single person. I got started in this just because I was interested in issues, and I remember giving a short little speech in front of a membership committee when we were talking about the mail-out ballot. Eric Davis was the president, and we had worked out this compromise, and it was pretty divisive issue. A lot of people thought it was the greatest thing. A lot of people didn't think it was necessary, and so we worked out this compromise right up until the time we were going to present that bylaw amendment. And Eric said, now, if somebody wants to get up and amend this, I suggest we just kill it. And I couldn't help myself. I turned to Betsy and I said, I'm going to have a little fun with these guys. And I got up and I had a piece of paper. And I folded it and I look at Richard McDonald. He's standing there and he's like, oh, God. And I look over at D-Likes and he's like, oh, here he goes. And I said, I'm sorry. I'm not strong enough to sit here and let this pass. And I pause, and I can just feel Richard's eyes burning through the back of my head. I said, without acknowledging the great leadership of you, President Eric, and how you've worked this compromise out. And that's what this outfit really is about. A lot of times you have to compromise. You can't always get everything you want. Obviously, we're a diverse outfit. We cover every segment of the industry, and I don't apologize to anybody about that. Yeah, we've got packers that serve on the board of this outfit. And we've got retailers, and we have importers, and we have cow-calf guys and stocker guys and feedlot operators. Because that's what it takes for all of us to be profitable, is all of us to be in the same room working on the same issues. When I got to be coming in as president of the Montana Stock Growers Association, I thought about what is it going to take to be good at that. And it kind of boiled down to one word, and that word was teamwork. And so I got to thinking about that, and I went to a friend of mine whose name is Dave Hodges. He's an artist from Big Timber, Montana. And he did a painting for me that depicted a freight wagon, and it's supposed to be up here somewhere, but I don't see it. Maybe it's coming. Anyway, it depicts an old jerk line freight wagon pulling up a steep hill. We went out on our ranch and took a picture. It's up on Porcupine Butte, and the crazy mountains are in the background, and it has all the things that I think are necessary to exemplify what makes a good outfit, whether it be a trade association or family or whatever. And what it takes to make a good outfit is teamwork. And the men in the picture depict the membership and the stakeholders. They decide what issues go on that wagon, and they decide how fast you're going to go and the trail that we're going to take and how hard we push. And the horses in the painting depict the staff and the volunteer leadership. They're the ones that do the heavy pulling and the heavy lifting. And they're strong and they work hard. And the wagons represent all the different issues and the programs and the policies that the outfit works on. And they're full of issues and programs. The harness in the painting depicts the governance structure, the bylaws that hold the outfit together. And we have gone through a couple of years with the governance task force, and looking at those, that caused quite a stir. In retrospect, was it a good thing that we started down that? It caused a lot of heartburn with a lot of people. It got a lot of people's attention. I was somewhat surprised at the amount of negativity that came out of that, because the basic tenet of it was to make NCBA, yeah, more streamlined, but it was also to make it more inclusive. We wanted anybody, whether they were a member or not, to walk into one of these committees. If they had an idea, let's hear it. I've always been a firm believer that all the ideas that you can get before you start on a decision-making process are going to make that decision that much better. There's still some things about that governance task force, some of the things that they came up with that I would like to pursue. So we're going to be looking at that here this year. The other thing about that painting, that it depicts this freight wagon going up a hill on the high road. And that's because this outfit stays on the high road. We get a lot of challenges. We get a lot of groups and individuals that can say some pretty nasty things about us. We're going to stay on the high road. You know, it's always served us well. Sometimes it's steep, sometimes it's rocky. But you don't get mired in the muck on the high road. You get mired in the muck on that low road because you think it's going to be easier or faster. And then you end up just smelling like that stinky old muck in a swamp, and nobody really wants to be around you anymore. So that's us. We're going to take the high road, and we're going to work as a team. And I want to work with other outfits that want to work on the same principles. I think back to the U.S. Farm and Ranch Alliance. That is about as diverse in agriculture as you can get. We got everything from corn guys to cowboys, soybeans, swine, poultry, all in one room, all working on issues that are going to impact us. had to agree to disagree on some issues. You're not going to get the corn guys and the cowboys to agree on ethanol. Just take that off the table. We're not even going to talk about it. But what we are going to talk about is threats from animal rights groups. And we're going to talk about outfits that are trying to put us out of business. And we're going to talk about outfits that are trying to take away not just our livelihood, but our very way of life. We can work together on that. And there's outfits all across the country that maybe we don't see eye to eye with. We will work with them. We'll never compromise our principles. We will compromise on some issues to get to a better place. But we're not going to compromise our principles. But we are willing to work and listen to any other group that has an idea that they think will benefit the industry. You know, I had the opportunity to sit in on the deliberations by the Long Range Planning Task Force, and that was an awesome thing to witness. There was more brain trust in that room. It just blew me away how much the retailers know about our industry all the way down to the cow-calf segment. That surprised me. I didn't realize that degree of commitment and involvement and interest that they had, and they came up with what I think is a good plan. I think it's going to be voted on the board on Saturday, and that will be our guiding light here for the next 3 years. And so we're going to get the executive committee together here in about 3 weeks, and we're going to make sure that our strategic plan for NCBA meshes with that long-range plan. We're probably going to have to tweak it a little bit, but we can do that. One thing that I picked up on there is there's no doubt in my mind that as they talked about that, and there is lots of different groups represented in there, it was really great to see them all working together, going to the same place. There's no doubt in my mind that that group expects NCBA to take a leadership role in the implementation of that plan, and we will do that. We will do it gladly. And it's going to require that same teamwork depicted in that picture. And it's going to require us to work with some groups that maybe we don't see eye to eye on in every issue. But we'll find some common ground.